Okay, so one of my email addresses is like a very common username. It's billyd@gmail.com, and I get other people's email all the time because I guess since I was like in the early private beta days of Gmail, when you needed an invitation and all that, and I guess since the limit of characters, the minimum that you can have is five, and Billy D is five, I guess there's like a lot of like Billy D 123 and Billy D 90210 and all these other Billy D's. So I get all these other people's email, and normally I just send it back if it seems like important, or I delete it if it's just junk. Like I've gotten angry Spanish emails before and stuff, so I'm kind of used to it, but it's just getting kind of ridiculous lately. I got this one that I have to share with you because it's just so bizarre. First of all, it's from this, or it's supposed to be going to this person named Charlie. So I don't know how it got sent to Billy D, but it's this guy Tom. He is the president of the Lake Pinehurst Association, and he has this write-up about ways to get rid of Canadian geese, and he's asking Charlie if it would be okay if he sent this information to his members and put it on his website. And it's just so ridiculous. It's like, well, first of all, it says killing Canadian geese is illegal and is tampering with their eggs. So they're implying that they want to kill Canadian geese, but they can't for legal reasons. So they've come up with all these alternative methods. So let me just read you a couple of these. Okay, one of them is decoys. It says predator decoys, like a decoy dog or coyote, will deter the geese. However, you need to move these decoys around in your yard on a daily basis to fool the geese. I have heard that there are dead geese decoys that you can float off your bulkhead, but I have not seen any. Okay, so let's analyze that for a second. It's saying you can get a fake coyote and put it in your yard, but you gotta move it around so, like, the geese look back at it and they see it and they're like, I'm not sure if that's real. It looks kind of real, but I'm not sure. It's kind of just standing there. And then they look away, and then they look back, and the coyote is in like a different position in your yard, staring back at them with the same exact face. So you got to get these like creepy horror movie coyotes and move them around your yard, which doesn't really seem like a solution to me. So they have these other things. It says like, okay, you can get herding dogs, it says. Herding dogs, like border collies, will keep geese off your property. If the dogs attack and kill a goose, then you have violated the treaty and face legal action. So it's saying you can get these herding dogs and they can attack the geese, but only enough to scare them away so they don't come back. They can't actually kill them. So I guess you gotta get like herding puppies or something, or like three-legged herding dogs. I'm not entirely sure. So that doesn't seem like a solution. So here's another one. It says using sounds. Pre-recorded distress sounds of various wild birds may keep geese away. However, the noise may also bother you and your neighbors. Well, no shit. So it's saying get sounds of birds that are in distress and play it on a loop. But it's saying, oh, but that might bother you and your neighbors. Of course it will. That you're playing sounds of birds dying. That's just silly and ridiculous. So, there's all other kinds of ridiculous things on here, using chemicals, all this weird stuff that I just don't understand. So I think maybe I'll just email this person back and say, yeah, send this to your members. Sounds good. Maybe add a couple. I gotta think of some alternate ways to scare geese away. Maybe I'll add a couple. I know this is kind of weird that I'm sharing this email. I normally don't share people's emails that are accidentally sent to me, but quite frankly, this is valuable information. I think people should know how to get rid of Canadian geese. And apparently you can't kill them, so I've been doing it wrong. So, yeah, I'm just tired of getting other people's emails, but it makes me laugh on occasion, so I guess it's cool. So, I'm gonna try to think of some alternate methods to scare Canadian geese and respond to this person. So, I hope you're having a fabulous July 4th. It is July 4th here. If you're in another country, hope you had a good lunch, I guess. And that is all. Thank you.